Bright lights and wires are part of a new look at the United States Library of Congress. This machine is one of several web servers that put information from the Library of Congress on the internet.
All the data in our website is here.
Jane Mandelbaum is responsible for information technology services at the Library of Congress. For years, the library has been called the world's largest library. That is because of its many books and documents. Officials estimate the Library of Congress has more than 120 million books and 36,000 movies. It also has a large collection of music sheets and recordings, documents, and pictures. Yet only 1% of all this has been digitally reproduced. Thomas Yockel says the library makes electronic copies of 4 to 6 million objects a year. A lot of those images and sounds are put on its website. The library is making digital versions of its collection mainly for safety reasons. Officials are worried about books and documents breaking down. Making digital reproductions is a long and costly process. This is a document from the presidency of Abraham Lincoln. The Library of Congress has 65 million documents. The library's James Hudson says the creative process of documents is getting lost in the computer age. The library is making digital versions of more than 5 million maps. Some, like this map of Africa, were painted on cloth more than a century ago. Books require a different technology. This map was hand-painted in the 1600s. Colleen Cahill leads the digitizing team. She says people can freely use materials found on the library's website. Cahill says we are looking at more than 1.5 hectares of maps and mapping materials. The Library of Congress has put nearly 1,500,000 images on its website. But a big problem is changes in technology.
If you think of in terms of changing technologies, you go from this to this. This holds approximately 100 times as much information as is on here.
Workers continue making copies of the Library of Congress collection in an effort to guard against ever-changing technology. I'm Mario Ritter.